You got an itch?
Welcome to the Two Blind Crows Podcast.
He's got a scratch. Welcome back to the Two Blind Crows Podcast. My name is Brad McFadden. And this is Jazzy Chaz Chazzy over here on the other mic. Say hi, Jazz.
Hi, Brad.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good, good. I am glad to hear it.
Do we have Buford coming in tonight? Where are you going with all that?
You're just ignoring my whole silliness. I hate people when they ignore my silliness. You know what? Oh, it was late. It was late coming. Effect. Yeah, it was a delayed punch to the mallet area. Oh, that was in your head. I could hear the plate in your head dinging. You know. Oh, that was on the nose. Okay, Buford, come on in. What you had a story you wanted to tell us?
Yeah, boys. Hey, how y'all doing? I had a letter this week. I thought I'd share it with you. It's from Uncle Bobby.
Yes, your uncle Bobby.
Is he out of prison yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he don't like you to talk about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he didn't do that. It wasn't him. They pardoned him, you know. They let him out.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, good.
He ain't the same man, though.
Well, I wouldn't think he would be.
No, prison changed him.
Yeah, okay. How so?
There's just really no way to say that I could put it on the air.
Well, I see that it's changed him in so many ways.
Yeah. No, I still can't put it on the air.
All right. Well, just tell us what you came in here to tell us.
What?
You got a letter from Uncle Bobby.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, his wife, Aunt Sandra, she is the most faithful person on the planet. Right? You know that.
Okay.
Right? I mean, she's got that reputation.
Sure.
And she'll go out on her front porch and pray out loud. And next door to her lives Mildred Kirkpatrick. And Mildred is an atheist. Always has been, probably always will be. And I don't see it changing. But Sandra's got faith. And every day, Sandra go out and she'd pray. And she'd pray for Mildred, you know, and she'd pray for Uncle Bobby being in prison and all, being all cute and everything. She was kind of worried about him. And anyway, Aunt Sandra finally, you know, without Uncle Bobby there to earn a living, selling those electronic equipment and stuff, well, without all that, she just finally got broke. She didn't have no more money. And she didn't have enough money for groceries that week. And her grandkids were coming to stay with her and everything. She's real worried about it. So she goes on her front porch and she prayed about it. And she said, "Lord, I got no more money left. You're going to have to send me some money to buy some groceries. I can't do it. I need some groceries to feed me and my grandchildren that are coming to visit." And she was praying about it on her front porch. Well, the next day, she walked out on her front porch and there's 4 sacks of groceries. And she started praising the Lord and thanking the Lord for buying her for getting her the groceries. You know, she was all excited about it.
Yeah, and what happened after that?
Well, then Mildred jumped out from behind the corner of the house. And Mildred says, "Aha! I gotcha. It wasn't the Lord. It was me. I bought you them groceries." Excuse me. And then, you know what Aunt Sandra did? She praised the Lord some more. She said, "I can't believe it, Lord. You bought me these groceries and you got the devil to pay for it."
<That's> terrible.
Buford, that is horrible.
Yeah, I was like, "That's Aunt Sandra for you. She's a pretty good card." Well, boys, I hope y'all have a good night now. Y'all take it easy and I'll see you later. I got to finish packing for my worldwide tour.
All right, Buford. Yeah. When you go on your tour, you're going to stop over in in England and visit our listeners over there, Sean and Matthew?
Yeah, I'll visit with them and talk to them and have me a tea and crumpet with them if they'll do it.
Well, I don't know what a crumpet is, but you go right ahead.
I was hoping, well, they know what it is. I'm sure y'all see y'all later, boys.
Bye, Buford.
Buford's a, he's a funny character.
Yeah, he kills me. Well,
hey, you know what I was thinking the other day?
Really? The other day? You ain't thought since?
No, I ain't thought since. I've been storing it up. I've been holding on to it. Don't interrupt me now because I might forget.
You are easily distracted.
I am.
Hey, look over here. See? I got you.
What were we talking about?
You can't even remember. You're talking about the holiday tree again.
Well, I was thinking about the holiday tree. I was thinking about the holiday tree and how we've come to society has come to rename the Christmas tree the holiday tree.
That's right.
Yeah, which seems completely inappropriate.
It's no longer Christmas. It's the holiday. Happy holiday.
Yeah, it's the holiday tree. So before I forget, I want to tell you happy. I wanted to tell you happy Striped Rag Day.
Whoa, what? Oh, Flag Day.
Flag Day. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Happy Striped Rag Day.
Yeah, in advance, just in case I forget.
Well, how about this? I'm gonna wish you Happy Mutilated Pumpkin Day.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and how about the one in February? Temporary Superficial Physical Attraction Day.
Well, all right. I'll take that.
Won't you be mine?
That's right.
Not really.
Should go on every...
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Should go on every Hallmark card.
How about the one in July?
Oh, you mean Gunpowder Day?
Happy Gunpowder Day!
Happy Gunpowder Day!
Pop one for me. How about November? The one with the when you used to thank things. How about Happy Get Your Gizzard Day?
Get Your Gizzard Day, that's right. You get yours, I'll get mine day.
what about Easter? I know. Happy Giant Rabbit Day. What is up with that anyway?
I have no idea.
You got a 6-foot pastel bunny. Right?
Right.
Typically. So this gay bunny's hopping through your yard leaving droppings. And you're teaching your kids to go pick them up with their bare hands and put them in a basket and eat them. Is that right? Is that really right?
I don't know.
Okay, kids, if y'all are listening, I don't care what your parents say. Bunnies don't lay eggs. Okay? And do. Those little brown things coming out of their butt are not chocolate. Do not eat them. Trust your Uncle Boo on this one, okay? I have no idea even with that. It must be some pagan ritual. Like they got confused. I mean, how do you get from Jesus Christ's resurrection, death and resurrection? Good Friday's is death, right? Isn't it right? And Sunday's is resurrection?
Mm-hmm. I think you
get... I don't know. But the point is, how do you get from that to giant gay bunnies?
Marketing. Marketing.
It's easier to market a giant pastel bunny?
I think you need a reason to sell something on a holiday. So you come up with a marketing thing. It's marketing. I think it's all marketing. Rabbits and...
But why an egg? Rabbits don't lay eggs. I don't understand. Even was the guy on drugs? Was he high? What's going on with the pastel bunny and the eggs? Who? I mean...
6-foot rabbit, man.
I mean, I can...
He left an egg here. I think I'll eat it.
No, don't.
Oh, look, there's chocolate inside.
So let's leave Christmas. You know, this last shopping season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was out shopping, and people would say, happy. They would always kind of say the same thing, happy holiday. You know, just kind of flat.
Uh-huh.
And you say, and Merry, and you, and I, me and Faith, were going, and Merry Christmas. And we would go, you know, we weren't making fun of them. We would say, and Merry Christmas,
uh-huh.
You know. And they would say, and I never failed. All of them would go, Merry Christmas to you too. You know, they were all excited about saying, yeah. I can say Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
You open the door.
Right. Yeah. You cross that line. Merry Christmas. It's insane.
It's crazy. You know, the only place we went, Chick-fil-A. I don't know if anybody ever knows anywhere in the rest of the world about Chick-fil-A, but this is a great place, right? It's a Christian company, a little fast food chicken place. They sell chicken sandwiches. They didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich. That's what they, that's their slogan. But they're a Christian-run organization, family-owned, and we went there for our supper, and they said, Merry Christmas. And without prompting, they said, you know, Merry Christmas. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you too, ma'am.
That's right.
And if you say, if they say, they'll give you your food and you say thank you, they'll say, my pleasure. I just love that. It's such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. It's a whole lot better than Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays. Yeah. So it's not a holiday tree.
I'm sorry, back to that.
I'm signing all my emails and everything. it's not a holiday tree.
Yes, we know.
If I could get a big sign in my yard in time for Christmas this year, which is
already passed by the time you're listening to this show,
I would have one that says it's not a holiday tree. I almost bought next year.
You had beautiful decorations this year, by the way. I want to compliment you on how beautiful. I'm serious. You had lights going up your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You had deer in the front, reindeer in the front yard, all lit up and they moved. Little heads moved around, and
I was a little.
Wait! And you had the icicles, the colored. No, you just had the icicles, right?
Yeah,
hanging down, and you had colored lights around your window, and it wasn't too much, and yet it was very, very. I was very impressed.
I was a little leery about putting the white lights down our driveway, because we have a pretty long driveway, and we're just in line with the airport. So I didn't want anybody.
Sure, you are out there by the airport. Aren't
I didn't
you?
Want anybody to mistake,
and it is a small airport.
It's a small airport. I didn't want anybody to mistake.
Your driveway,
my driveway for the runway.
You do have a long driveway. It is a very small airport. Just in the middle of the night, wham!
What is that?
What just happened?
You knocked my deer over.
Some drunk guy gets out
in an ultralight.
Yeah.
Wash her up and rotate the tires.
Okay, Bobby. You're not going to compliment me on my lights? You're not going to return the favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought that was a given. You have like... See, you have...
I didn't go all out like you did, though. On the outside.
Are you kidding?
I'm not on the outside. I just put icicle lights. That's it.
Yours is all decked out on the outside. And then when you come out on the inside, it's all decked out.
We spent most of our time on the inside. Yeah. In the living room there.
It's all very, very well decked out. Even to the point where you've got like the... I noticed earlier that you've got the...
What?
Little cabinet there. The china cabinet and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
It's got the...
By the mantle?
Huh?
By the mantle?
No.
In the dining room.
Yeah. And you've got the... I say you, probably Faith.
Mm-hmm. I'll take all the credit.
There's a nativity scene there.
Yes.
And there's these little white lights, a strand of white lights kind of intermixed throughout. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so when the lights are out in the room, it casts up this light on the figures, the little figurines and stuff.
Faith's a genius.
It's very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Right out of a magazine.
Well, thank you very much.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I like turning the lights off.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And having just the Christmas lights glow. Well,
now, I know you got big plans. You know, we're recording this before Christmas, even though you're listening to it afterwards.
Uh-huh.
But Charles got big plans for Christmas, and we've already gone over those, so we're not going to go over again. But what we're going to do is we're going to do the traditional go get the grandmother, put her in the minivan, and we're going to roll around town and look at Christmas lights. That's one of my favorite things about Christmas, you know, is just rolling around town looking at Christmas lights. And so...
We did that the other night.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you that there's not Christmas lights up all over town.
There's not?
We went to some of the neighborhoods where we thought, like some of the older houses and stuff like that. We thought, hey, this is, in the daytime, it's one of these places where we're like, okay, I like some of the houses over here. These are nice houses, you know. One of them came on the market. We might be interested.
Yeah.
No Christmas lights.
Well, maybe they're out of town.
The whole block?
I don't know.
The whole, like, it's like, you know, 50 acres worth of houses over there. And,
I don't know.
Yeah, over on Church Street or whatever. No. On Church Street, no less.
Come on. Maybe they're all at church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. And those lights that Faith was talking about, the C9 lights, the white light C9 lights, obnoxious. Those things are obnoxious,
you don't
man.
Like those?
No, because we drove around some of the neighborhoods and they had these. A lot of people had them, and it like lights up the whole street.
A little too bright for you?
Yeah, because you know you're looking at the house and you're like, oh, it's too bright. Just real. And the one that I did see that worked for them, they lined there. They have like a circular driveway, and they lined that, and they lined a little bit of the yard stuff, and that's all they did. No other lights on the house, anything like that. And it had like a, it kind of made the whole driveway kind of glow, kind of thing. And that was cool.
Yeah.
But the ones that got them on the yard, they got them on the house, and you know, it's way too much. It was overwhelming. I was like, oh, man.
I don't like the ones that chase, the chasing lights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're sequential and they move. You don't like those?
What was it, disco Christmas at your house? What's going on? I want to get out in the yard and dance. Boom, cha, cha, boom, cha. You know, I mean, what's going on? I don't like those lights. But other than that, I'm cool with everything. I like the lights. All right, well, that's enough.
Disco Christmas.
That's enough.
All right, well, come on over to mylifeministries.org.
Yes, that is spelt M-Y-L-I-F-E ministries.org.
Google
and,
it.
Check us out.
Come on, hang out on the forum. Read some of the blog posts that we have over there. Some great stuff. Gracie posted something the other day about her update about her, or, you know, trying to get a new job and
just her faith. Her faith throughout that is just
it's great. Just the fact that she's sharing. I mean,
oh yeah, made me want to cry.
Yeah,
almost cried. Got a little tear in the corner, right there, right in the very, very corner, right in. But then it went back in.
Just looked it right back in.
Yeah, I just.
But her sharing her faith in this time is, it's great. It's phenomenal. It's very strengthening to everybody involved. So come on over and visit us on the site and hang out.
Hang out.
We'd love to have you.
Yep. I'm pretty much always there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way too much.
No, he is always there.
Yeah, pretty much. Sad, isn't it? Now, I consider it my ministry though. It's.
Yeah. No, it's perfect.
It's part of my mystery.
Yeah, see, we're a good balance. I'm never over there. You're always over there.
You're always over there. You're just behind the scenes, pulling the ropes and cables and making things work.
Yeah.
You got that map going where you put pins in. You got the calendar update. You can't see the calendar unless you're a registered member, but we got a calendar there that shows all of our activities and what's going to happen and what's coming up. And it's going to get more after the first of the year. I'm really going to start putting a lot of stuff in there. So,
yep.
Got people's birthdays in there, that kind of thing.
I know those people are putting anniversaries in there. Charlie putting anniversaries in there.
So that's Charles behind the scene working the cables and the wires and the hooks and stuff. He's the wizard over there, and I'm the big statue out front going, as a Wizard of Oz reference.
Kind of like a Bela Lugosi.
A Bela Lugosi?
Yeah.
Is that a girl? Lugosi?
That's Dracula, the original. Bela Lugosi.
A person named Bela was a guy?
Bela Lugosi. Yes. You don't know this? Did you ever watch that Animal Farm
movie? What kind of guy's named Bella?
I don't know. Black and white guy?
Please don't start with me on the Animal Farm. As soon as I find that thing, I'll watch it, I promise.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
I have the book too. Animal Farm?
I want to go to school. I can't say it ever again.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.